and give them warning from me. So I want you to notice a couple of things that God says unto Ezekiel there. Number one, he says, I am the promise that you promised me. You know, and this is the gospel. This is an unconditional promise. They preach the gospel to people. They start a church, and then that church starts preaching the gospel. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Amen. All right. I'd like to ask you to take a bulletin or something that you have, maybe any leaflet of paper, slide it into the Bible here. Keep your hand there, whatever it may be. I want you to go with me to Proverbs chapter number 18. The book of Proverbs. We're going to go to Proverbs chapter number 18. We're going to look at verse number 21. That's where I'm going to derive the title of the sermon for this evening. Proverbs chapter number 18, verse number 21 reads, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The title of the sermon this evening is The Power of the Tongue. The Power of the Tongue. Now I want you to go back with me to James chapter number 3. And really what we find here in James chapter number 3 is the most detailed description of the power that the tongue has, of the power of the words that we speak and the power of our tongues. We're going to begin reading here in verse number 2. We're going to jump right into this. I'm going to exposit some of this. We'll look at quite a few different verses this evening on the power of the tongue. Look at verse number 2. It says this, "For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body." So I'll give you a quick explanation here in the verse, in the very first verse we read, verse number 2. He's explaining that if a man is able to bridle his own tongue, he's able to bridle his own mouth, to control the things that come out of his mouth, that would be a perfect man, or that would be a complete man, a complete Christian. Verse number 3 says this, "Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth." So he's comparing this unto the body. Obviously, we would be the governor, right? We're the one that's in control. We are in control of our own bodies, all the members of our bodies. And he's likening our tongue unto what would be the ship in this case. Look at verse number 5 now. "Even so, the tongue is a little member," right? So after he just got through speaking about how great as far as size the ship is, he says, "The tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth." Really, we start to see the impact of the tongue and the power of the tongue here in verse number 6. Look at verse number 6. "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth," look at this, "the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell." Now, there are very few times in the Bible that you could point to where you could find such profound and such powerful statements to speak about something that would cause such negativity. I would go so far as to say that I don't believe that you could find anything, any other particular scripture in the Bible that will talk about one individual thing, whatever it may be, an object or whatever it is, that can bring about this level of negativity. The words that are employed here, once more, if you look back, it says this, "The tongue is a fire." And then it says, "A world of iniquity." That is extremely powerful language. Your tongue that you have in your mouth right now, the Bible says that it is a fire and that it is a world of iniquity. Look at what it says next. "So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body." And then it goes so far as to say this, "and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell." That is extremely powerful language. And let me tell you this morning. Your tongue is not immune from this. And your tongue that is in your mouth is not any different than anyone else's tongue. This is, in general, speaking about the tongue of mankind. There is great power that lies in the tongue. The Bible is speaking about the tongue. Of course, it is speaking about the words that we speak. And among all areas of our lives, of our Christian character, and all the ways in which we can excel and grow spiritually, the one thing that we're going to have the most difficulty with is controlling the words that come out of our mouth. That's why we see there in the very beginning of the chapter when James is writing, he's talking about how hard it is to control the tongue. How, hey, they put bits in the horse's mouth, right? He talks about how there's a, you know, the ship, how there'll be a helm and it's controlled by the governor, right? How they have a certain way in which to control all these things. But then he goes on to say that the tongue can no man control. The tongue can no man tame. Look at verse 7. For every kind of beasts and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Again, that's your tongue. That's your tongue. The Bible says that the tongue can no man tame. Now, when you read passages like this, this should cause you to take extra heed towards your tongue. This should cause you to pay extremely close attention to the words that come out of your mouth and the way in which your tongue behaves. You know why? Because it shows you the danger that your tongue can bring. Like we read and where the title of the sermon came from, Proverbs chapter number 18, verse number 21 said this again, once more. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Think about how powerful that is. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death is the epitome of all cursings. And life is the epitome of all blessings. Keep that in mind. Look at verse number 9. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. And he goes on, my brethren, these things ought not so to be. I want you to turn with me now to Proverbs chapter number 25, verse number 11. We're going to look at some of the positivity of the tongue first. The majority of the sermon is going to be spent on the negativity of the tongue, because the Bible, the majority of the time when it talks about the tongue, it doesn't talk about all the great things that come out of your mouth. It talks about all the bad things that come out of your mouth. It talks about all the damage and the detriment that you can do with your tongue. And if you walk away from this sermon, and if you walk out of this church building tonight, and I'm able to influence you in any way at all, I want to influence you by you now taking further heed to the things that come out of your mouth. By you thinking more about the things that you speak before you speak them. When we read James chapter number 3, that alone should do so. That alone should cause you to pay close attention to your tongue and close attention to the words that you speak. Now, ironically, we see how powerful that the tongue is. And ironically, if we were to look at our lives, the decisions we make, the places we go, all the different members and the faculties, if you will, that we have and the different things that we're able to do, all of the members and the things that you control of your own body, which member do you think that you would use more flippantly than any else? The tongue. The tongue is what you would, you know, people, if you were to be able to look at people's lives and see, you know, where they go and how much thought they take to all the other areas of their life, I guarantee you that the majority of people, there's a lot less thought that goes into, hey, what I'm about to say to you, hey, you know, the words that you speak, you know, to your boss or whatever it may be, to your wife. When you're angry, whatever it may be, there's a lot less thought that goes into the words that we speak than any other area of our lives. But it should be the exact opposite. Once you understand the power of the tongue and the power of the words that we speak, and what really the influence and the effect that we can have just by our mouth, that should cause you to pay very close attention. That should cause you to try to bridle your tongue in any way possible. That should cause you to try to tame your tongue. I want you to look, as I said, at, Proverbs, right? Proverbs chapter number 25, verse number 11. We'll look at a couple of verses on the positivity of the tongue. It says this in Proverbs chapter number 25, verse number 11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. Just explaining that it is beautiful. I want you to turn to the book of Psalms. Psalm chapter number 37, verse number 30. Psalm chapter number 37, verse number 30. When we look at oftentimes what characterizes a righteous man, it will be the words that he speaks. If you were to try to think of a man that you know that is a very righteous person, I guarantee you that he speaks righteous words. I guarantee you that he bridles his tongue, that he speaks that which is right. Your basis of whether or not someone is a good person oftentimes is based upon the words that they speak. It's based upon the things that come out of their mouth. It's based upon their tongue. Psalm chapter number 37, verse number 30 says this, "The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment." I want you to turn now to Psalm chapter number 50, verse number 19. Psalm chapter number 50, verse number 19. Our words have more power and more influence in this life than anything else. It is in the tongue is the power of death and of life. If you think of all the relationships that you have, if you wanted to end those relationships as quick as possible, and this would be a bad thing, obviously, it would be by speaking bad words. It would be by the words that you would speak. Most of the time, when you look at the harm that has been done to you, if you look at a situation maybe where you were hurt by someone that was close to you, do you know, in most cases, do you know how you were hurt? By words that people spoke to you. Oftentimes when you, even let's use this as an example. how the power of death and life are in the tongue. Even in salvation. How is salvation brought? So number one, it's by the word of God. And then it's by that, by a soul winner going out and preaching the word. It's by the tongue. Notice that. Not only that. How is salvation brought to that individual? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's by the tongue. By the tongue, it's by the words that we speak. So that is how salvation is brought. You could save someone's life by your words. I was thinking about this earlier on this particular subject of different examples where, you know, death lies in the tongue and life lies in the tongue. When someone is about to commit suicide, you know what they do? They go and they talk to that person. Oftentimes when people are moments away from, you know, maybe killing themselves, do you know what saves people's lives? The tongue in the man's mouth that spoke to that person before they, when they were about to choose to kill themselves. See, you see what you see there? You see right there where the balance of death and life lied in? It lied in the power of the tongue. That person going there and speaking kind words or fitly words to that person. When we look in the Bible, there are far more warnings. There's far more, let me word it this way. There's far more spoken about, as I said, the negativity of the tongue than the positivity of the tongue. The reason being because we are sinful creatures, because we're all sinners. And most of the time, you know, what we do is we speak that which we should not speak, as opposed to speaking what we should speak. That's just a fact, right? Now, we are sinful creatures. Not only that, the warnings are given to us about the tongue and in the area of negativity, of us, you know, doing bad things with our tongue, speaking bad words with our mouth. Because once you speak, something that is harmful or detrimental to someone, there's no going back. You know, you can hurt people very badly. You can harm people. You can change, you know, the course of nature, like it says in James 3. You can change with just the tongue. You can change the direction of someone's life. Think about with salvation again. You can totally change. By the word of God, you can totally change the direction. I'm sure that everyone in here would say, hey, the words of God change the direction of my life, right? That shows you the power of the tongue. That shows you the power of words that we speak, right? But there's much more about the negativity of the tongue than there is the positivity of the tongue because of the great negative impact that you can have with your tongue, with the words that you speak. Psalm chapter number 50, verse number 19 says this, "Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit." We're going to look at a few verses here in the book of Psalms. Go to Psalm chapter number 52, verse number 2. I'm going to read to you from Job chapter number 6, verse number 30. He says this, just speaking about the tongue and iniquity. He says, "Is there iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things? You're in Psalm chapter number 52. Look at verse number 2. It says, the tongue deviseth mischiefs like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Go to Psalm chapter number 34, verse number 13. Psalm chapter number 34, verse number 13. Psalm chapter number 34, verse number 13. The tongue is likened unto all different types of things. Talks about the poison that's in the tongue. It's likened unto a sword that's cutting people and harming people. It's talking about the damage that can be done with your mouth. It's talking about the detriment that you can do to someone's life. The Bible teaches that it can bring forth death. Look at Psalm chapter number 34, verse number 13. It says, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Look at verse number... I'm not sure what happened there. Go to Psalm 52, verse 2. We're going to read... it was a couple of verses that got cut off a moment ago. Go back to Psalm chapter number 52. Actually, you go to Psalm 64. We'll solve that that way. You go to Psalm 64. I'm just going to read to you the rest of those verses that I accidentally cut off a moment ago. So Psalm 52, 2, where we were before, it said this, the tongue deviseth mischiefs like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Then it goes on to say this, thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. So you should be in Psalm chapter number 64, verse number 3. It says this, who wet their tongue like a sword. So notice again, the tongue being likened unto a sword, like it's doing damage or harm to someone. It says, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words. What were the words referred to? Well, you know what? We didn't get to this far in James chapter number 3, but you know how to talk about the blessings and the cursings? It goes on to talk about the fountain sending forth bitter and sweet, right? So it was likening again the tongue unto, you know, speaking something that is sweet, but also speaking something that is bitter. Go to Proverbs chapter number 6, verse number 16. Proverbs chapter number 6, verse number 16. Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, we're going to look at chapter number 6, verse number 16. All the areas of your life, when it comes to your Christian character, you should give more heed to the words that you speak than anything else. In all the areas of your life, you should pay more attention to the words that you speak than anything else. Look here, we'll see the power of the tongue here in Proverbs 6:16. What causes God, this is the list that people are familiar with of the different things, the different types of people even that God hates. And I want you to notice what shows up a few different times here. Look at Proverbs chapter number 6, look at verse number 16. It says this, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. It says, a proud look. Look at number 2, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief. Then watch this, a false witness that speaketh lies. And then look at the next one, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Now you may or may not have noticed this, but of the seven, three of them are related to what? The tongue. Three of them are related to the words that you speak. The words that you speak, they're related to the tongue. If we look at the seven things that the Lord hates, we can see number 1, a lying tongue. Obviously, that has to do with the tongue, right? A person that's going around and lying and being deceitful, right? We see later on, the last two, a false witness that speaketh lies. That's, of course, repeating in a different angle, you know, of a false witness. I'm not going to go into that right now. But a false witness that speaketh lies, and then it says this, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. How do you sow discord? Through your words. Through the words that you speak. Through your tongue. If you look at, you know, relationships, you know how you build a good relationship? You know why you're close to the people you're close to? oftentimes it's because, and you may not notice it, but it's because of the words that you two have spoken to one another. Oftentimes it will be because of the kindness that are shown through the words that you speak. I want you to go to Proverbs chapter number 12, verse number 18. Do you know what separates those relationships? The exact opposite. Do you know where, someone that maybe has a great friendship with someone, do you know where it oftentimes comes to an end? Because of the harmful words that someone spoke. Life and death, blessing and cursing, you know where they come from? The tongue. Look at Proverbs chapter number 12, verse number 18. We're going to look at some of the how good and evil both can come from the tongue like we saw before. Look at Proverbs chapter number 12, verse number 18. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword. And then it says, but the tongue of the wise is health. Look at Proverbs chapter number 10, verse number 20. Proverbs chapter number 10, verse number 20. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. And then it says this, the heart of the wicked is little worse. So notice the great contrast between the two. Just like we saw before, life and death. Those things cannot be any more opposite, right? Here it gives you something that is extremely harmful there. And like we read in Proverbs 12:18, the sword. And then it talks about it, health. So what does a sword do? It injures you. It hurts you, right? It is detrimental to your health. What's the opposite of that? Good health, right? The words of the wise, it brings health. It is beneficial to you. Here we see in Proverbs chapter number 10, verse 20, it says, the tongue of the just is as choice silver. But then the opposite of that, the heart of the wicked is little worth. Silver has great value, but the heart of the wicked is little worth. Now you say, why is it one talking about the tongue, one talking about the heart? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You know how you want to get to know somebody? Listen to the words they speak. That's where you really get to the core of someone. You know why? Because whatever's in their heart, that's what's going to come out of their mouth. That's why the tongue is so important. We look at the sinful nature of man, of who man really is. Well, why wouldn't it make sense that man would speak filthy things? That man would bless and then also curse and speak, deceit. Why? Because man is a sinner, right? Go to Proverbs chapter number 15. Proverbs chapter number 15. We're going to look here and then at one other proverb. Proverbs chapter number 15. There's a few verses here we're going to read through. We're going to see the good and the bad of the tongue. Proverbs chapter number 15. Look at verse number 1. It says this, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. That's explaining, of course, a circumstance that could be contentious. And it says a soft answer turneth away wrath. You know, maybe you're put into a situation where you have to answer for yourself. Whatever the situation may be, obviously it could be a variety of types of circumstances. Maybe where someone is angry at you. And the Bible says here that a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. So, depending upon the words that come out of your mouth, you may cause someone to bring forth great anger, or you may turn away their wrath. Now, in a situation where you could be in trouble, where maybe that is brought up in many cases in the Bible, where people are brought before kings, right? That's obviously a very crucial type of situation. It's critical, the words that come out of your mouth. It could end, it could be death or life based upon the way that you answer that person. That's a perfect example of in the tongue, lies, the power of death and life. That's it within your own tongue. Look at verse number 2. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. Verse 3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Keep reading. Verse number 4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth proof is prudent. I want you to keep your hand here. I want to compare a scripture. Go over to a scripture that you're very familiar with, Proverbs chapter number 11, verse number 30. Proverbs chapter number 11, verse number 30. So I want you to notice a comparison here. I'm going to make a cross-reference for you. You may or may not have noticed before, but very similar, a very familiar verse. Look at Proverbs chapter number 11, verse number 30. It says this, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." So notice it says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. Now, what is the fruit? We've looked at this. Everyone should be familiar with this. What is the fruit of a false prophet? What is it referring to in the New Testament? It's talking about the words that he speaks, right? Well, here in Proverbs chapter number 11, verse number 30, it says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And then he goes on to say, and he that winneth souls is wise. If we compare that where we're at here, in what chapter is this? 15? Look at verse number 4 one more time. It says this, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Do you know how you win a soul? Through the words that you speak. Through the words that you speak. That's why it says here, verse 4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Do you know how you're going to, you know, get someone saved? By speaking the words of life, right? So when we look at Proverbs chapter number 11, verse number 30, and it's speaking about the fruit of the righteous, you know what fruit that's talking about? It's talking about the words that you speak. That's actually what that's talking about. By comparing scripture to scripture, there's a couple other examples of this in the book of Proverbs itself. And then it says, and he that winneth souls is wise. You know how you're winning those souls? It's not even necessarily talking about that person being your fruit. It's talking about by the words that you speak by your mouth. That's what that's talking about. Verse number 4 again, let that sink in. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. It's talking about the great fruit, which is life that you are bringing forth with your tongue. Verse, go back, we're going to read again verse number 5 in 15, chapter 15, verse 5. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is the prudent. Verse 6, in the house of the righteous is much treasure. Watch this. But the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolishness doeth not so. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. Now, a lot of people think that's talking about a physical sacrifice, but look at the end portion of verse 8. But the prayer of the upright is his delight. Oftentimes, the sacrifice in the Bible is talking about the sacrifice of our lips, like in Hebrews chapter 13. There when it says the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, it's speaking about the words that he speaks. We're going to end in Proverbs chapter number 10, verse number 11. Proverbs chapter number 10, verse number 11, just flip over. We're going to see this one more time where it's talking about the mouth. It's speaking about the mouth being a well of life or being a tree of life. That is where life and death lie. Look at Proverbs chapter number 10, verse number 11. It says this, the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. And then it makes the contrast again. But violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Look at the great contrast repeatedly throughout the book of Proverbs especially, which is meant to be a book of wisdom. And do you know one of the main things that he continually gives advice about? To watch your mouth. To watch your tongue. You look at James chapter number 3 and he explains that it's harder to control the tongue than it is anything else. It talks about the power of the tongue meaning or being life or death. If you walk out of here and you take anything away from this sermon, do you know what you need to take away from this sermon? You need to understand that life and death lie in your tongue. Life and death lie in the power. That is the power that your tongue has. We look at soul winning. We look at like the situations. When you're giving advice to people, when you are, especially your children, apply that unto your children, right? When you're preaching the truths of God's word, you know what you're giving to them? You are lengthening the years of their life. When you are preaching the wisdom of God's word, you know what you're doing? The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. That's the fruit that you're bringing forth from your mouth. So we need to take heed to the words that come out of our mouths. We need to think closer in any other area of life. If we need to pay attention to anything and try to guard anything, you know what you need to guard? You need to guard your mouth. You need to pay attention to the words that you speak. Think before you speak. Let's turn to one other chapter. I think it's Psalm chapter number 38. Let's end there. I think it's 38. It's either 38 or 39. Look at 39. Psalm chapter number 39. We'll end right here. Psalm chapter number 39 says, David writing, he says this, I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. You notice that? He says, I'll keep it with a bridle. What do we see in James 3? The same exact concept. We see a man, David, the man David, which was a man after God's own heart. Do you know what he did? You know what he tried to do in his life? He tried to keep his tongue with a bridle. He tried to bridle his tongue. Keep reading. Look at verse 2. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. Oftentimes, when you have something to say, whether it be good or bad, sometimes it's just good just to keep your mouth shut when you're not sure what you should say. Sometimes it's best just to just shut up. That's why he says there. Look at verse number 2. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good. You know why? Because there's power in this tongue. Sometimes if you're not sure, it's best just to not say whatever you're thinking, because you could cause great harm. Remember, keep in mind, the tongue is analogous to what? The sword. To poison, to deadly poison. Look at verse 3. My heart was hot within me while I was musing. The fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue. We need to pay close attention to the words that we speak. We need to pay close attention to what comes out of our mouth. You know what you need to do? You need to stop and think before you speak. You need to stop and think before you say something. You need to muse. That's what musing means, to think. That's what that means, right? You know, on amusement park, you put an A on the front of the word, it causes it to mean the opposite. I don't know if you know this or not. So do you know what an amusement park is? It's somewhere where you go to not think. It's meant to just, you go there to have fun, right? To muse means to think. You know what you need to do before you speak? You need to think. You need to start paying much closer attention to the words that you speak. You know why? Because whether you understand it or not means nothing. You have great power in your tongue. And the words of your mouth can either mean life or death. I believe the Bible. Amen. I believe the Bible. I believe there are situations where my tongue, in different ways, is a deciding factor of life and death. It's lengthening maybe the years of people's lives, as I said, giving counsel, giving wisdom unto my children. Or maybe bringing death to others. Your tongue is very powerful. You need to understand the power of the tongue. So you know what you need to do is think before you speak. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father God, we thank you, dear Lord, for your word. We thank you for the words.